This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota calls all party meeting this afternoon. CPNUML parliamentary party meeting underway at Parliament building in New Baneshwar, and Ukraine seeks meeting with Russia within 48 hours. Now the news in detail. Speaker Agniprasad Sapkota has called an all-party meeting this afternoon. According to media expert to Speaker Sapkota, Sridhar Achari, the Speaker called the meeting to discuss the latest political development in the wake of the registration of impeachment motion against Chief Justice Cholendra Samse Jangabahadurana. The meeting of the CPNUML parliamentary party is underway at the Parliament building in New Baneshwar. The meeting is being chaired by CPNUML parliamentary party leader and party chairperson K.P. Sarma Oli. A meeting of the CPNUML central secretariat held an emergency meeting yesterday evening decided to oppose the impeachment motion. Acting Chief Justice Deepak Kumar Karki has reportedly called a full court meeting of the Supreme Court for today to discuss latest developments in the judiciary. However, the Apex Court's spokesperson Baburam Dahal said that the Acting Chief Justice did not call a full court meeting but an informal meeting to discuss the matter. All Supreme Court judges are expected to join the meeting called by Karki, who is now the acting Chief Justice following the registration of an impeachment motion against Chief Justice Cholendra Samse Jangabahadurana on Sunday. It may be noted that the lawmakers from the ruling parties moved the Federal Parliament Secretariat Singh Darbar to file a motion of impeachment against Rana. With this, Karki is to perform the acting Chief Justice naturally as being the senior most justice at the Supreme Court. Suketa Airport has resumed its operation with improvement in the weather. The airport has remained shut for the last 2 weeks due to heavy snowfall and unfavorable weather conditions. Chief of National Airlines Corporation Taplejung Lokendra Limbu said that the flights are being operated as per the previous schedule with improvement in the weather condition. Nepal is playing against Ireland today in the third and final match of the four-nation T20 series being played in Oman. The game will start at 3:45 p.m. Nepali time. The series is being organized in Oman in preparation for the ICC T20 World Cup Global Qualifier A starting from 18th of February. Earlier, Nepal had defeated Oman in the first match. Nepal has previously played two T20 internationals against Ireland. Nepal has lost both matches. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Ukraine has called for a meeting with Russia and other members of a key European security group over the escalating tensions on its border. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba said Russia had ignored formal requests to explain the build-up of troops. He said the next step was requesting a meeting within the next 48 hours for transparency about Russia's plans. Russia has denied any plans to invade Ukraine despite the build-up of some 100,000 soldiers on Ukraine's borders. More than a dozen nations have urged their citizens to leave Ukraine, and some have pulled embassy staff from the capital. A Sudanese politician who had been a member of the dissolved joint civilian-military government has been arrested. Relatives say Muhammad al-Faqi Sulaiman was picked up near his home in the capital Khartoum. This follows the arrest of two other politicians last week. They were part of a task force trying to dismantle the network established by the former president Omar al-Bashir. It was also attempting to recover money and assets looted during his three-decade rule. Sudan is in the midst of a political and economic crisis following a coup in October, which derailed a timetable towards elections. Since the coup, there have been massive demonstrations against the military. Security forces have killed about 80 protesters. A mob has killed a man for allegedly burning pages of the Quran in central Pakistan, police say, in the latest case of blasphemy-related violence in the country. Police say more than 80 people have been arrested in connection with the killing on Saturday in the district of Khanewal in Punjab province. Reports say the man was in police custody before a crowd snatched him. His body was handed over to his family and a funeral held on Sunday. Pakistan Prime Minister Imran Khan said the case would be dealt with the full severity of the law and asked for a report on police officers accused of failing their duty to save the man. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota calls all party meeting this afternoon. CPNUML parliamentary party meeting underway at Parliament Building in New Banesore and Ukraine Sikhs meeting with Russia within 48 hours. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit to our website www.onlinenewsnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.